This is Dr. Lin. The thing fishing last name is Cunningham. CUNNINGHAM. First name is Corey. CORY. Date of birth is January 22, 2025. Next pair of fish tells me that he was involved in a multiple traumatic brain injury, first up. In 2005, comma, he was in Iraq, first up. Patient was sitting in the military vehicle, first up. His military vehicle was hit by IED explosion, first up. Patient was in the turret, T-O-R-R-E-T, comma, the gunner position, first up. Patient tells me the shockwave from the explosion caused him to fall down, first up. Patient immediately hit the head, first up. Patient hit the head in the metal parts from the inside the truck, first up. Patient did not lose consciousness, first up. However, patient have significant confusion, disorientation, first up. Patient severe headaches, first up. Patient felt choppy, first up, quote unquote choppy, first up. Patient has significant confusion and headaches, first up. Patient tells me that the symptoms lasted for the rest of the day, first up. And next paragraph, the second episode was also in 2005. A coma patient was in Iraq, first up. Patient was a passenger in a military vehicle, first up. And there was an IED explosion, first up. IED explosion was next to his vehicle, first up, but the shockwave caused him to hit the head, first up. However, patient denies any loss of consciousness, so first up, patient has severe headache, confused disorientation, first up, patient started nausea and vomiting, first up, patient tells me that he has nausea and vomiting for the next few days, so first up, patient also severe headaches, confusion, first up. Next paragraph, first up. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that he was also in other IED explosion, involved in other IED explosions. A comma patient does not remember the exact locations and time for those. So first up, a patient tells me that he was involved in multiple IED explosions. First up, every time there's an explosion, comma, the shock wave causes him to have headaches, confusion, nausea and vomiting, first up. Next paragraph, patient currently has significant headaches, first up. Patient has significant nausea, first up. The headaches are everyday basis, first up. Patient also have light sensitivity, first up. He has memory issues, first up. His memory is very poor, first up. Patient has got cognitive issues, first up. Patient has significant irritability, first up. Patient was seen at Walter Reed Hospital for traumatic brain injury, first up. Patient was there for 92 visits for that, first up. Next paragraph, patient is currently as a consultant for technology company. First up, patient tells me that he has significant difficulty to work because of the headaches. So first up, he tells me that every time he looks at the computer screen, comma, it causes his headaches. So first up, he says his light sensitivity is also significantly affecting him to perform his job because every time he looks at the computer, comma, there's light sensitivity. First up, patient also has significant nausea symptoms. So first up, his cognitive deficits and memory loss also significantly affect his ability to do his job. First up, a patient has patient is not able to process information fast. First up, a patient has a difficulty to following simple task duties. First up, a patient has been taking rizatriptan, wellbutrin, and gabapentin. First up, next to paragraph. First up, this remarks with the interpretation.